Hi, this is Brian Ward from Shout Factory, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Pizza, pizza.
It's pizza time, everybody, because I have been planning this episode for 2 years now. So... This is all Steve's fault, actually.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes, it really is. Because we started Studio 2009, right? When was that first episode? Well, June 2nd, 2020, almost 3 years ago now. But, wow. Yeah. Well, 2, 3, whatever. I can't do math, folks. But anyway, this is the goodness of pizza. I am going to say this is going to be part one of a series. I don't know if this series will be frequent or not, but this is the goodness of pizza because this was all Steve's fault. You posted right before your birthday on June 11th, 2020, Conversations in Marriage, and you posted a picture of your text messages between yourself and your lovely wife, Mary. Would you like to interact this conversation?
Sure.
Okay. You be your wife because I don't want that responsibility. So I will be you, and you can be your wife. I have this horrible hankering for Domino's, and I have no idea why. Must be missing some nutrient that's in it. Aside from, I really like Domino's.
Nope, not getting it.
I know, just saying that I'm really feeling the need for it.
There are no nutrients in it.
Yeah, there are. It's pizza, basically a required food group.
Ha ha, brat.
So this spawned when you posted this picture.
Did you read the comments too?
No, that's what I'm getting to. Yes, I'm absolutely getting to it. So I will be myself and you can be your wife. that's why this whole episode is happening, folks. The goodness of pizza. So when I saw you post this, I thought to myself, he's right. There are nutrients in it. And I said, there are plenty of nutrients in pizza. Cheese, steak, bacon, bread, just overall goodness. Heck, there are even veggies on pizza, so that's nutritious, too.
And she puts, no.
I'm like, yup, LOL, heck, even pineapple on pizza is good for you, although it tastes nasty. And then I go on to reply, and I say, look at the food pyramid. You can put each of or all of the food groups on a pizza. It's the super health food, LOL. I'm messing with you now, kinda.
I know you are. We all know. It's not healthy. LOL.
But it is. Cheesy grin, cheesy grin, cheesy grin. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Well, and then there was a comment by her friend that says an enabler.
Yes, yes,
and
that, yeah.
I said, she doesn't have to eat it. I can take care of that myself. And she puts, yep, he has been my whole journey, LOL.
Yep.
But.
Yeah. So, the goodness of pizza. Now, we here at Studio 2009, our overall premise is we can discuss anything and all things in the audio and visual realm. There have been plenty of pizza commercials. There have been plenty of documentaries about pizza. We both just watched an episode of The Greatest Food in America or The Best, whatever. There's some show on Hulu. It's in its second season talking about the rise of pizza.
Well, it's the food that made America.
There you go. Okay.
And that's the show. And yep. they have an episode about the pizza wars. And when Pizza Hut and Domino's started their thing, it was two brothers at both. And one was trying to, they bought this place to kind of fund their endeavors after getting out of college. And the one brother was super ambitious and his younger brother was kind of helping with it. And they had a free sign that was provided by, cause they bought like an old bar, which is,
it was the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah. But they only had so many letters. that they could fit. And so they were going through
seven letters.
Yeah. So they ended up coming up with Pizza Hut, just because that's what fit. And they had guys come in and make up their own version of pizza.
Yep.
So like literally it's not even like authentic pizza. So that's what's funny about it is they did this and in Domino's there's some truth to it because it was, there was some Italian guy that owned it and they bought it. And then the two brothers were like, I don't know what to do with this. And they were based out of Michigan. And what's funny is a lot of pizza places started in Michigan.
Yep.
And the Pizza Hut guys were doing it the biggest first. They were like, we're going to be the McDonald's of pizza. And so they did their thing first and then they started franchising to blow it up bigger. And then they heard of, you know, they were doing research on their competition. They're like, oh, Little Caesars. Oh, you know, Marco's Pizza or, you know, a lot of these other ones. And what's funny is they're like, it's another Michigan one. And then they come across Domino's and they're like, oh, they're doing really well. And, you know, something to watch out for. And so they go after them eventually. And the Domino's guys, they originally bought the restaurant called Dominic's and converted it to Domino's later. The one brother bailed out, didn't like how things were going. And he sold his shares for a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes.
Which is... The guy worked, I looked up his Wikipedia while we were watching this and he lived a normal everyday life and his brother was worth millions, if not billions.
Yeah.
And
they say in the episode, he could have had like
800 million or something.
Yeah.
And yeah. So,
and his Beetle didn't even transform.
Yeah, he sold his shares for a beat-up Volkswagen Beetle that was the first delivery car at Domino's. And what turned Domino's around was their 30-minute guarantee, which it's changed now. Like, it's not the same guarantee. It's they've maneuvered it over the years so that it's not free food. But that was pretty bold of them to do back in the day. But those two were still pretty big.
Yep.
Although you don't see Pizza Huts around as much as you used to. You see more of the to-go places. Like you see more of Domino's, you see more Little Caesars, you see Papa John's, you see things like
Papa
that.
Papa Murphy's.
Like, Papa Murphy's around here, but in Michigan we didn't have that. We had like Marco's Pizza, we had Jet's Pizza, we had Hungry Howie's, we had a lot of those other ones. And what's even funnier is the guy that owned Domino's owned the Detroit Tigers for a bit until the late somewhere in the, I think, 92. And then the guy that owned the Red Wings and owned Little Caesars bought the Tigers.
Oh, wow.
And then he owned it till he died.
Yeah.
Like all of them. And yeah. So, I mean, it's. Yeah, the creator of Domino's is still around. His brother is not, but the guy that kept with it, he's still around. I didn't look up the Pizza Hut guys, but yeah, I mean, it's amazing to see how far all three of them, like, because I mean, when you think of pizza, really the big three are Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Little Caesars.
I would argue Papa John's
to some degree, but they've kind of hit this decline.
Well, yes, absolutely. But it's also in a certain area, like Papa John's is all over Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky and Indiana.
All over here in Colorado, too.
Oh, really? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pizza Hut, I like Pizza Hut. But the thing is, and the interesting thing about this episode of the, what's it called? The Greatest Food in America or the way the, whatever the show is called.
The Food That Made America.
There you go. The way that they tell the story of the rivalry between Pizza Hut and Domino's, they also show the differences of the two restaurants and what their formulas are. Pizza Hut wanted people to come out. Like, if you're just coming home from work, you pick up the kids, you run to Pizza Hut, you sit down, you have a meal. I remember sitting in Pizza Hut's In a Pizza Hut on Main Street.
Oh, I did it too.
Yeah. So I remember sitting in a Pizza Hut on Main Street in Kingston, Massachusetts, with the tablecloth and the pizza. By that time, they did the thick crust, the pan pizzas. Obviously, this is the 80s when I'm talking about this. You know, the Pepsi or the Coke or the whatever drink, you know, the red glasses and all this and all that and everything else. Whereas Domino's, you know, you call up, say, hey, I want this, this, and this. Okay, we'll have it to you 30 minutes or less, or it's free.
And what's funny with them is they had people waiting in their lobby, and their deliveries would take sometimes an hour, hour and a half. And the guy was like, just have them wait at home.
Yep.
Don't have them stay here. We'll send it to them, you know.
Yeah.
And then when he mapped it out of where they could realistically hit in 30 minutes,
yep,
they exploded.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I will say in the 80s in Massachusetts, I want to say from 87 to 92, some of my family members would get Domino's, and most of the time, I didn't really like it. But then again, in Massachusetts back then, we also had places, like you were mentioning, the places in Michigan and in Colorado and stuff. We had like Mamma Mia's or this local joint or that local joint. Hell, my aunt and uncle actually owned their own pizzeria in the 80s. Now, this is another reason why I wanted to do this episode, because my cousin Bobby, who is their son, this is another reason why, because I wanted to remember this part, because I remember their place was called Pizza Pantry. It was, you know, just a hole-in-the-wall pizza shop kind of place. And at the time, the standard Boston style of pizza, which means it's Greek in origin, it was made in a shallow metal pan and has a crispier, flakier crust than most other types. Olive oil was used in the recipe for our dough to keep it from sticking to the pan. Some places put it directly on the pan itself, but my uncle tried to stay away from doing that so that it wouldn't get too greasy, because nobody really wants a greasy pizza. He goes on to talk about the sauce and things like this, that, and the other thing. Gave you a thicker and sweeter sauce, and they did this for about 10 years. And it was awesome, and it was great, and whatever. I absolutely love pizza.
So do I.
I really do.
That's why I worked it. Actually, it was because that was the only fast food I could stand to eat and to make.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's the thing. So, in fast food, you have to.
Domino's, though, they changed their recipe in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which made, like, they were kind of meh before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because people complained that they were the cardboard pizza.
Yep.
That it was flavorless, bland, chewy. The sauce tasted like ketchup.
Yep.
So they completely revamped their pizza from the ground up. Like, reinvented it. Their CEO at the time tried different sauces, cheeses, doughs, and improved every bit of it. In 2010, they came out with what they have now. And I'll tell you what, it is some of my favorite pizza. And, like, some of my all-time favorite pizza. I remember eating Papa John's and going, okay, this is the best pizza I've ever had. Mm-hmm. After working at Little Caesars for years, and I went to Pizza Hut occasionally, and Mary and I used to go for lunch dates. We would meet up wherever we worked, and they had Pizza Huts for their lunch special, which was a buffet, and it was all you can eat for like 3 hours or whatever, but we only had like an hour lunch, so we would go up there and get it, and my favorite part of it was the breadsticks. I could care less. Like, the pizza to me did not, I never cared for for Pizza Hut's pizza. For me, it was always their breadsticks. So,
yeah.
And you know, there's other places too, like Hungry Howie's and a lot of other places are very oily and greasy in Michigan. Jets, like, the stuff runs off the pizza. And I just never cared for a lot of them. So, like, Little Caesars, while I like it, today, like nowadays, like the crust is the most blandest stuff. Like, it turns to cardboard. and it could use a rehash. And this is coming from a dude that used to eat it for like 8 years straight. It's not very good. The cheese turns to plastic after about an hour and a half. I'm not kidding you. Like, you can peel the whole thing off and it's like plastic. It's like that rubbery plastic that you'd have on a certain toys. I can't even describe which ones right now, but you had to throw it in the oven or else it was inedible, or you just peel it off and you can eat the rest of it. The sauce, while I love their sauce, I can't eat it anymore because it gives me indigestion, because it's the spices in it just kills me.
Yeah,
but and Pizza Hut, like, I like it, but it's okay, and I just don't care for it. Papa John's, I liked it for a while, but honestly, if I'm going to go get pizza from anywhere, it's going to be Domino's.
Yeah, for me, the thing with Papa John's is, at first, I liked their just regular traditional pizza, and then they started doing the crispy thin pizza. Now, I'm normally not a thin crust guy, but the thin crust pizza at Papa John's, I absolutely loved that thin crust. Now, I wish Karen was still here, but when I got to Chicago, like, I mentioned to anything that's a chain to her for pizza, she look at me cross-eyed, because she was living in Chicago. She was living in the Anderson neighborhood on West Berwyn Avenue in Chicago at the time. And I mentioned Pizza Hut or Domino's to her, and she's like, she'll feel my forehead. Are you sick? Do you need, you need some sort of medical attention? What's wrong with you? Because Chicago pizza and not necessarily a lesser extent, but also New York pizza, two very different things. We ordered from Lou Malnati's in Chicago one time. Literally, it's pizza casserole. Like, the crust, the dough, the cheeses, the whatever we had on there, like, it was all like 2 inches thick.
And that's the horrible pizza my wife talks about. It is. That stuff is terrible for you. I've had examples of it before. Like Uno's pizza and some other stuff. It's not.
Yeah. Now, see, Uno's was a big good.
Well, I prefer like normal size pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Uno's was interesting because I remember in Kingston, Massachusetts, when the Kingston Independence Mall first opened up, and they opened up an Uno's pizza. And I, at the time, of course, I was a kid. It was I was 8, 9, 10 years old in 88, 89, 90. You know, I liked Uno's at the time, but for me, for the longest time, I have been a Pizza Hut fan, and ever since Domino's did the 2008 revamp of their recipe, I will order from Domino's over anybody else right now, because I just love the way they make their pan pizzas. Now, obviously, folks, we have to talk about some pizza media. And you can't talk about pizza media without talking about a certain Fab Foursome, because they like Choco Puffs and whipped cream on their pizza. That's right. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yep.
That's why I liked pizza as a kid, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it was the late 80s. I was 7 years old in 1987. By the time you were 7 years old in 1997, or no, you were 11 years old then. But you get what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I mean, we were kids. We liked pizza because of what we saw on television, whether it was the ad for the company or whether it was media that had pizza in it. And the biggest pizza-producing media empire was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I want a large, thick crust with double cheese, ham, pepperoni.
Your teenage minds are broad, eager. But you must never stop practicing the art of ninja. The art of invisibility.
Oh, but no anchovies. And I mean no anchovies. You put anchovies on this thing and you're in big trouble, okay?
I gotta let you know.
That'll do. And the clock's ticking, dude.
Now, I'm not saying I want to sit here and have, you know, Choco Puffs, Cocoa Puffs on my cheese pizza or anything else like that. But there are dessert pizzas out there. Place I used to know, I don't know if they're still active. I think they're still active. I'd have to research them for a future episode of The Goodness of Pizza. But Mr. Gaddy's / Gaddyland, basically pizza buffet. And I know not a lot of people are, you know, have good opinions about pizza buffets. But when I first went to Mr. Gaddy's back in the 90s and the early 2000s, they had dessert pizza and they had chocolate pudding pizza. It was basically a sweet crust, like pie, almost like pie crust. And they basically cooked chocolate pudding and put it on the pizza. It was awesome. I wish I could have one right now.
For CC's Pizza?
Yep. CC's does dessert pizzas too.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's actually where I met Birdman Dodd.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Wife,
we met at a CC's Pizza.
Very cool. In, very cool.
Grand Blanc, Michigan. And I will say that the pizza there is very subpar. Being a connoisseur of pizza and eating it at multiple places, that's not somewhere I care to eat it. Plus, it's always had this bad stigma because Mary, years ago, early 20s, she got a tattoo after we went there and binged.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, no.
She doesn't like the sight of needles.
Right. She ate the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, she hurled. it was horrible. So forever after that, we've never. Yeah, it's one of those things that we just look at a pizza buffet and we're like, nope. Oh, the Michigan one closed down.
Oh wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, it is what it is, I guess. Yeah, some of the things the Turtles put on pizza, though, man. Like, oh, man.
Who wants cornflakes?
I'm having Raisin Bran.
Choco Puffs for me.
You wouldn't have any real food, would you?
Of course. Sushi?
I guess I can hold out until we get up to the street.
Oh, boy. The good old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Pizza is king, and Michelangelo, no matter which version it is of him, will go nuts for pizza. Now, I know, you know, because I'm now turning this into a series, because I'm going to have other people on this since we will continue to get your pizza story here in this episode, but I'm going to have other people on because I know other people have pizza opinions, and yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, and I hope people are liking this thing. I'm trying to tie media into talking about other things on Studio as well. And hey, pizza places need commercials, need advertisements, and there's that. I found a picture from Meal Prep on Fleek or something, but I Googled this. Healthy benefits of eating pizza. Brings you joy, makes you feel satisfied, increases time with family. Whole grain crust equals plus fiber. Makes you smile. Fresh mozzarella equals plus calcium and fat protein. So yes, folks, the goodness of pizza. It's just one of those things. I don't have it very often. And I was mentioning a minute ago, I was going to mention with the Turtles why I'm going to have other guests on for this thing here that I'm creating in the original Turtles movie when they go back to April's apartment.
I'd like to invite you all in, but I really don't have anything to offer you guys except for a frozen pizza.
Go for it!
I remember seeing Secret of the Ooze.
Yup.
And I remember eating pizza like I was like, give me the box. And then I would eat out of it.
1991, when Secret of the Ooze came out, the pizza craze was the first 10 minutes of that movie is all pizza, between the shots of the people in New York City eating it.
And the delivery driver.
Yep. To Kino putting it on his scooter, to Mikey. Oh man. Toss me a ninja slice, like pizza foot, like pizza football. Wow. All right. Yeah, no, I love Turtles too. And I go ahead.
Well, I was going to say one way that we make pizza healthy in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We use the soft shell tortillas.
Hmm. Yeah.
For tacos, but
right.
We use those. We put, like, I'll make myself two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put them on a cookie sheet, and then I'll use the Boboli pizza sauce,
right?
That they used to put in the Lunchables and everything. They sell the little bags of the Boboli pizza sauce, and if you have like a day old bread store, usually they're there. Mm-hmm. Somehow, like, they're always there. I don't see them in the store, but they're pretty cheap if you get them at the day old bread store, which is what we do. We stock up, and then I'll make my pizza on those, bake them in the oven, and then eat them, and then you've got like a nice little semi crispy crust, like less breading, and you can have more of the other stuff on it.
Yep.
And it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Pizza ad campaigns, like I said, Pizza Hut was pretty much, most of the commercials I've found for Pizza Hut in the 80s and 90s was mostly the family dinner table type ads.
Introducing the Sicilian pizza from Pizza Hut. This ain't no ordinary pizza. It's the most intense tasting pizza we've ever made. This ain't pin the tail on the donkey. This is hammer the tail on the donkey with a baseball bat. This is opening a gift from the Pyrotechnic Society. This is oregano, basil, and garlic rolled into a perfectly innocent looking crust and exploding in your face. This is the energized, kick in the teeth mother of all pizzas. The new Sicilian pizza from Pizza Hut for only $8.99. Can you handle it?
Obviously, with Domino's, once they started this ad campaign, you couldn't avoid the Noid, and the Noid was annoying.
Right now, Domino's Pizza is dealing, and you're going to be a winner. Two regular cheese pizzas are $8.88. Pay just a little more for the toppings of your choice, and you've got one great deal. Your pizzas will be hot and fresh from the oven, because Domino's Pizza delivers in less than 30 minutes. So discard this joker and be a winner. Get two regular cheese pizzas for $8.88. But don't miss out. This deal ends soon. Call Domino's Pizza now.
I remember, what's funny is one of the pizza places, I want to say it's Pizza Hut,
mm-hmm.
has Batman symbol shaped pizza right now. I want to say, because I was just looking at, I was having a hankering for pizza the other day, and I was looking at pizza places online, and I was like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah, I wish Optimus Solo was here, because he works at Pizza Hut as a manager. I am on their website right now, and I don't see a Batman pizza, but I could be, you know, wrong. I want to say it was Pizza Hut, because that sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Especially if you're tying into the movie, obviously. You know, because The Batman is now in theaters. It will be on HBO Max in April.
Yeah, because they got March Madness stuff on there still. So I don't know.
Yep.
It might have been.
Yeah, that's definitely Pizza Hut. It looks like Pizza Hut's boxes. I just Google image searched it to see. No, it's your old stomping grounds. It's Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah. Caesars.
Sorry, Kevin. Sorry, Pizza Hut. No wonder I couldn't find it, but yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. There's a Google image here of the Batman pizza next to Battinson. That's awesome. Oh, I cannot wait to watch that damn movie. I'm not kidding. I cannot wait to watch that damn movie. Because from everything I've heard from people, that movie is so, so good.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yep. As soon as it hits Yep. I'm very interested to see where they go with this new Batman film, and I'm sure we will cover it here on Studio. Actually, it's funny because by the time that hits HBO Max, we will have gone through another Batman because we started with the other ones. But any last words on The Goodness of Pizza Part 1, sir? Anything else you want to say before we head to an ad break?
I really want pizza. Now?
Yes. Yes, you talk about pizza for almost an hour, folks, and you're going to want pizza. So, get those Domino's points ready. That's the interesting thing, and that's what I love now, is, like, specifically with Domino's, hey, if you buy this much, you get this many rewards for future free pizza.
Oh, I know. I have a free pizza through them right now. They're like, you can keep stocking up. Just don't let it expire. Mm-hmm. You can cash in as many as you want in.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff. You're going to hear some fun pizza stuff. You're probably going to hear Turtles stuff. And we'll be back to close the show after this.
Pizza the Hut!
Well, if it isn't Lone Star.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast from the universe and beyond.
The Powers of Grayskull series has covered every episode of all of the Masters of the Universe cartoons except for two. Join Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, evolve into the Masters of Grayskull, and finally reveal the revelation of Masters of the Universe. We'll also be finding out the origins of how guests got into or out of watching the Masters of the Universe cartoons, and so much more. You can find the podcast at geekcastradio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
He-Man! Always He-Man!
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at TransmissionsPodcast.com.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
tried to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toy Box Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman, and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Pizza time!
Who had the pepperoni and ice cream?
Yeah, I want some of the jelly beans and mushrooms.
Yeah, give me a slice of anchovies and peanut butter.
This is seriously grossing me out.
She talks, she walks.
How can you eat that junk?
All right, folks, we are back here on Studio 2009. It's just like, you know, the I Love New York signs. I love pizza.
I do like pizza a lot.
There are a lot of pizza toppings that I don't care for, but we can explore that in a future episode.
Yeah, I'm very picky anyway, so the funny thing is the pizza conversation does come up quite often.
Yeah, I know a guy who looks at me like I'm nuts when I say I like frozen pizza.
There's a time and a place for it. Let's just say that.
Hey, when your wife passes away and you're all by yourself, you don't have to worry about feeding anybody else, and you just want something to cook immediately that can be done in 20 minutes or less, Tony's Frozen Pizza. Like, there's so many, like, we're going to have a whole frozen pizza episode at some point because there's so many frozen pizza things. Anyway, coming up on Studio 2009, we have got Steve and I will be talking about Schumacher's Batman. So we went through Burton's Batman. Now we got to go through Schumacher's Batman. So that's going to be coming up in April. And then we're probably going to have to revisit the Dark Knight trilogy before getting into the Batman. So that's three whole Batman episodes before the end of May. May 2nd, we will be releasing our Spider-Man celebration episode because we're going to be talking about, we've got three episodes. We'll be talking about the Raimi trilogy, the two Garfield movies, and then the Tobey Maguire, or not Tobey, Tom Holland trilogy.
You had it right.
No.
The Tobey Maguire. That's my favorite Spider-Man.
Yes, yes, yes. We will get into all of that, but I'm saying the Tobey Maguire one will air on May 2nd. The Andrew Garfield one will come after that, and then we will get into the Tom Holland Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home, because No Way Home is the single greatest Spider-Man movie of all time at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's coming up. We're going to have probably another podcast approach, and then Steve's going to get a movie episode, and I'm going to get a movie episode. His episode is going to be Fun with Dick and Jane, and mine is going to be Inner Space. So that's what's coming up here on the podcast. You got anything else you want to promote, sir?
Nope.
All right. Thank you for joining us here inside the studio. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays: Apple, Google Podcasts, and as well as Spotify. You can leave us reviews on the first two. Spotify now has star ratings for podcasts, so they have some sort of rating system on Spotify now. Of course, any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for the network, at It's ITS Studio 2009 for the show. I am at TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP-21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. You can also search out Studio 2009 Podcast over there as well. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
What is it, Raphael? A threatening note? Worse than that.
It's the check!